Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. A couple of episodes ago, I talked about how I was trying to prevent distraction. And one of the things that I am doing to try to help that is I used to pull out my phone all throughout the day to jot down different pieces of information. Instead of doing that now, I'm actually carrying around a pocket notebook in my back pocket. Whenever I want to write down a piece of information that isn't needed immediately, then I'll go ahead and jot it down in the notebook. What that helps me do is by not pulling out my phone 10 or 20 times throughout the day, I'm limiting the time that I see notifications on my phone and things that would distract me from what I'm supposed to be currently focused on. Because those things that you notice, they last with you. You know, if you see a notification, you might be thinking about the ramifications of that notification for the next hour when you only looked at it for a second. And so that's been working really well. And one of the things that I wanted to do was find a way to get more focus in my productivity as far as what things I'm accomplishing each day, if they're going towards the goals I have for that quarter or that year, and different things like that. And so on podcast and blog, I heard Michael Hyatt talk about his new full focus journal. And he, you know, really suggests basically using a two-factor approach. One, that you have, you know, your digital calendars that can be shared with people, and, you know, a digital to-do list if that works for you to have repeating reminded actions that you need to do. That stuff is more for kind of the future and for collaboration. And so what he says is for the day-to-day grind of getting tasks done throughout the workday and different things like that, he uses this full focus journal, which essentially allows you to track your daily big three items that are supposed to move you forward towards goals in your quarter and in your year, things that really have a profound impact. And then he has, you know, an area for other tasks, just random items that you need to do for the day, like cleaning the kitty litter or giving cats their medicine. Then there is a section for your daily hourly calendar. So it has on each of these pages, along with your task lists, a grid area where you can mark out what events you have going on that day. And some checkboxes for if you've done certain rituals in the morning, afternoon, evening, things like that. On the other side of that kind of open page, there is just a page of notes with some quotes at the top and like a legend for what some symbols can mean when you're taking notes for shorthand. And so that kind of is a two-sided page for each day, and you have those all throughout the book. On top of that, there are sections in between Thursday and, or in between Friday and Saturday that is called a weekend optimizer that helps you focus on what you want to achieve in rest and relaxation on the weekend, as well as in between every Sunday and Monday, there's a weekend review that allows you to go ahead and think through your goals of the past week, what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, and think through what you want to accomplish in the next week by developing another weekly big three. And the journal is supposed to last for a quarter, so at the end of the entire journal, once you've gone through all of it, there is a quarterly review that has you reflect on questions about how the whole quarter went and what you want to change and achieve for the next quarter. And I have to say, I found it really good. I just had problems getting certain things done and keeping them in the forefront, whether it was things that would help me achieve goals or even just kind of household things like cleaning the kitty often enough and everything, just getting distracted in the day-to-day and not always. So many notifications happen on my phone and I wouldn't always necessarily look at my phone to-do list at the right time. It might be mixed among other things I'm trying to do. And so my focus on what tasks I need to do might not kind of embed itself in my mind as well. Whereas for the last probably week, a little bit over a week, I've been using this daily thing to go ahead and record tasks from my digital system at the beginning of the day into my, you know, journal system, and I will open that up throughout the day, throughout the workday, throughout the evening time. And one thing it's really helped with even is as my wife and I are talking about the week or the day, you know, I'll stop working, we'll have dinner, we'll watch a show, and then we'll have some free time. And normally that free time would just consist of either watching another show on TV or talking or idly on our phones. And so now for several days she has looked over and said, "So what's on your list today?" And so it's a good opportune time where I'm not interrupting, you know, marital time to start, doing tasks. Instead, like, she kind of can prompt it, and I can open the book and read through the tasks that, you know, I want to achieve, which ones we need to do together, which ones I need to do alone. And so we kind of read through that. We get an idea about what is coming up that evening, and we'll go ahead and take some time to either work on stuff together or, you know, she'll do whatever stuff she needs to do while I hit a couple things on my list. Then we can come together and hang out for the rest of the evening once the tasks have been taken care of. And there's just something about it that has been very helpful in, you know, defining the big three versus the other tasks and trying to prioritize them, as well as kind of just giving a visual idea of what's going on. And of course, since you write the tasks down every day, in the task manager I use on my phone called Things, it's really easy to move something from one day to another day. And most digital, you know, task managers make that easy, which is good, but there is a point at which you'll just keep moving things to the next day and the next day and the next day. And one thing I've found is having to write things down every day, some things you're like, I just don't want to write this down in my journal for a third or a fourth day in a row, so I need to get it done today rather than deferring it to another day. So it's been really interesting. I don't know exactly, you know, what it will look like having made changes in my life in the long term. So I'll probably record another episode in like a month or two or something like that. Just kind of update you on what kind of implications I think the journal has had for actual life change. But in the last week, I found it very helpful. And my wife has even mentioned that she's really enjoyed it. You know, sometimes for her, she's not sure what I'm doing when I'm on my phone, right? Am I reading stuff online? Am I, you know, just wasting time playing a game? Am I looking at my task list? There's a little bit of a black box there when she sees my phone up in front of my face. And so she's really appreciated the fact that she knows when I open this book, I am focusing on my task list and what I need to get done. And helps just bring a little bit of clarity to our relationship there. So yeah, I give it an A+. I'm going to continue using this journal through the rest of the quarter, but odds are I'm going to go ahead and sign up for a subscription. What the subscription does is it gets you a discount on the journals, and it makes sure that before you reach the end of the quarter, you automatically get a new journal in the mail since they each just last a quarter. So I'll make a final decision on that closer towards the end of the quarter, which will be in July. But so far, having, you know, been using this in May for a bit, I'm feeling pretty good, pretty confident in it. So thanks for listening today, and have a great day. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.